in 2019, I had a podcast with Melissa Ford called I'm Here for the Food. Melissa was at Jason Lee's birthday party, met Angie, the founder of The Shade Room, and was telling her how she needed a podcast host who was really smart and pithy, who could keep her and the audience on their toes. Angie immediately thought of me. And so the next day while I'm at IKEA, I get a call from Angie from The Shade Room saying, Melissa Ford has a podcast and I feel like you're exactly who she needs. I interview with Melissa. She loves me up front and immediately hires me on the spot. We do this podcast, and during the podcast, Melissa has these several moments where she's making it clear that she feels a way that I'm being seen as the smart one. One of the last shows that I ever did with Melissa was in March of 2020. Y'all remember March of 2020? We were in the midst of a global pandemic. That same week, Melissa says, hey, I have Mark Lamont Hill coming on the show. I want to do an interview with him, and I'm really excited. And I say, Melissa, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't feel comfortable coming into the studio. She gets angry with me. I say, Melissa, I'm not coming into the fucking studio. So now what? I'm immunocompromised. I'm not going to compromise my health. And I have an elderly mother just to do this podcast with you. So we agreed to do the podcast with Mark Lamont Hill the week after the pandemic remotely.
You know, it's when you hear this name, Mark Lamont Hill, he sounds like all official and like important and stuff like that. I think it was Dr. Mark Lamont Hill.
Oh, you better flex, doctor.
And so then when I saw him, I was just like, ow, he kind of cute too.
Hello. Guys, I feel like a third wheel. Like, what's happening right now?
Okay, no. We are, hold on, I got to take a sip.
Wait,
I'm barefoot, you know, like I did my face up. I look cute, but from the waist down, you know, it's like a party up top and it's like pajamas down below. That's it. That's what's happening.
I thought you were saying something else. Well, thank you.
I didn't know where that was going either.
Yeah, me and Mark both got very quiet, like, what's happening?
I'm trying to get everybody to this speed dating event, okay?
Oh, Mark, you're invited. You have to come.
Mark, you going to come to our speed dating event?
Nah, I'm good.
The conversation was exceptional. Episode aired on March 24th, 2020. Yes, y'all know how my memory works, right? Mark and I had worked together behind the camera for years and he didn't know it. When I worked at Griot for 8 years. He didn't realize that I was his EP. I was just a voice because I work remotely. So I had been producing content with Mark Lamont Hill for years and he had no idea. And so this episode that me and Melissa did with him, I was like, oh my God, he's a pleasure to work with behind the camera. He's also a pleasure to work with on camera. So I saw him when there was no incentive to lie. And then on camera, he was generous. When he and Melissa had their moments, he was frustrated with her for the exact same reasons that I was frustrated with her. I won't say too much on that, but again, that's another video for another time. And he showed her the same level of grace that I showed her, even as she was playing victim.
I just got you to a place where you can monetize your page. Where's my 33%? Not a single penny. I worked completely free for 8 months and did not receive a single penny from Melissa Ford. And we had a mutual friend who came to me and said, Blue, it's breaking my heart, but Mel is going around asking people how she can stall on paying you because she's paying for her show off her credit card and whatever money she makes, she's using to like substantiate her lifestyle.
When you start a podcast, there is no money up front. There just isn't. It's not the way that it works. It takes so long to build this thing out. I myself have gone into debt producing this podcast. I think I've spent at least $50,000 putting it together.
When am I getting my money? And she gave me the runaround. And after 8 months of not getting a single penny from her, not only did I not get a single penny from her, I lost money being on that show. When Mel and I would go out, I would pay for dinner because her card got declined. Can you please either pay me or I'm out? And she chose to not pay me, so I left. I never had beef with Melissa Forge. I can't help that I'm good at what I do. I also can't help that I'm smart. I think because Melissa has memorized a lot of words in the dictionary, she conflated vocabulary with intellect. She thought she was going to be the only smart person on the couch, and then she met me. If she ever came to me, woman to woman, and said, I'm sorry for trying to destroy your career. I'm sorry for being jealous of your favor. And I'm sorry that, you know, I was basically trying to use you as a sidekick when you were clearly giving main character energy, then I would completely forgive her. I actually wish her nothing but the best. And I miss the good parts of our friendship. I really, really do, but I'm not going to shrink for her, right? Melissa is a great person in front of the camera. We had great shows. And so I was like, I don't want our audience to get pulled into whatever this mess is. So do you mind if we do a final episode where I find a loving and compassionate way to disengage and say goodbye to our audience? She never responded to me. And a week later, I get about 100 DMs from people in my Instagram account saying, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, why are you guys asking if I'm okay? They're like, Melissa Ford just did an episode of the podcast without you, where she told everybody that you were broke and that's why you were leaving.
Quarantine and shelter in place and just the economic ramifications of my co-host Blue. When you start a podcast, there is no money up front. There just isn't. It's not the way that it works. It takes so long to build this thing out. It takes so long to build an audience to where advertisers and sponsors say, okay, I can give you money now because I know it's going to be seen by eyeballs.
That's the part of the industry that you guys don't know about. People can smile on your face, pretend to be sweet, be on Joe Budden acting like they're on behalf of women, even though they hate women. Melissa hates women.